Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we're not going to waste any more time because this interview, if you notice, we've been a little unorthodox tonight. And if I hope I have time to finish saying the prayer. It'd be the first time ever. I'll say some kind of a prayer, no kidding. But this interview has taken up almost the entire 2 hours. So without further ado, we're going to go right back to the one and only Dr. a.k.a. Pastor Chuck Baldwin. So go ahead, Miss Lizzie, and run it.
Is no other country in the world that enjoys the favorability status that Israel enjoys in Washington, D.C. And so that should, I mean, it should be against the law. When you think about it, it should be against the law for any congressman or senator or any elected representative, for that matter, to be a dual citizen with another country other than the United States. That should be against the law, because when you become a citizen of another country, you swear a loyalty oath to that country. You know, these congressmen and senators, they've sworn a loyalty oath to the United States, but then they've also sworn a loyalty code oath to the nation of Israel, the state of Zionist Israel. So which of those two oaths is priority in their hearts and minds? And of course we know the answer to that. It's Israel. And that's obvious, because they will always bow the knee to Israeli demands no matter what. I mean, we can go back to 1967 when Lyndon Johnson and Robert McNamara conspired along with the Israeli government to try and sink the USS Liberty.
Yes, sir.
Off the coast of Israel, whenever the Six-Day War broke out, with unmarked French Mirage jets so that nobody could identify who the attacker was. And then Israel's plan was to blame Egypt for the attack and bring the United States into the Six-Day War as Israel was invading. Israel was not invaded. That's a lie of history. Israel was not invaded by its neighbors. Israel invaded its neighbors. And they wanted to be sure of not only victory over their neighbors, but they were looking to expand their borders. The whole idea was land acquisition. And if they had the United States military helping them, they felt they could succeed, you know, greatly. The problem was the ship didn't sink. You know,
that's right.
A bunch of men died and 70% of the men were wounded, but the ship didn't sink. And I've become real good friends with Chief Ron Kukul and several others of the Liberty survivors, and we've had them up here at Liberty Fellowship. In fact we have a video of the service that we gave for those guys, a live service for the USS Liberty survivors. We carry the book that they wrote, Remember the Liberty. And anyway, so Israel did that. And when the ship didn't sink, then, of course, they had to retreat and come up with a plan B. Get this, there were fighter jets launched from, I'm not sure, I think it might have been the USS
America?
America, yeah, I think, yeah, you're right. Yes. USS America, correct. Oh, good, you know the story. That were sent to assist the ship during the attack, and they were turned around by either McNamara or Johnson, and so they
both
didn't arrive. They never made it. They never went to help. They just knew the ship would sink. You know, they had a big torpedo in it, and it was listing at what, 45 degrees, and it looked like it was going down. But God kept the ship afloat, so those men could tell the story. And they've been trying to tell the story for all these years under threat of severe punishment. They were threatened with the loss of rank. They were threatened with the loss of their retirement pay. They were threatened with the loss of their freedom. They could go to jail. These were by Navy admirals who were telling them in no uncertain terms to keep their mouth shut about the attack. But they wouldn't do it, and they told the truth. They wrote the book, and everybody should read the book, Remember the Liberty. It was written by the survivors, and it's an incredible story. But that's just an example. You know, think of any other country in the world that could attack a U.S. naval vessel, and we cover it up. The United States government and the media covers it up and acts like it never happened. Now, you know, there's not another nation in the world that could do that and not suffer serious repercussion from the American government. But Israel could do it. Israel could attempt to sink our ship, kill 34 sailors and Marines, wound 176 or something like that.
Yes, sir.
The ship almost sank, and the American government not only does nothing in retaliation, but it assists the Israeli government in covering it up. And for all these, I had a man write me about 3 weeks ago. He retired 30 years from the U.S. Navy. He said, "Chuck, until I started watching you, I never heard of the USS Liberty." This is a 30-year career Navy veteran, retired, and from his entire time in the military, in the Navy, he never even heard of the story of the USS Liberty. And he was telling me, you know, how astonished he was to find out what had happened. Members of the military don't even know about it. You know, people in the country, if you talk to them about the USS Liberty, they'll just look at you like, "What's that?" They never heard about it. That's how effective the cover-up has been. But again, the question is, what other nation in the world could get by with it other than Israel? Answer, there are none. Again, because Israel has favorability status. The Israeli lobby controls Washington, D.C., and they will never, ever have any retaliation from the United States for anything they do. The Holocaust that is going on right now in the West Bank and Gaza by the IDF against the Palestinian people is as bad as any Holocaust to ever take place in the world. Over 5 million Palestinians, innocent most of them, have died at the hands of the Israeli army. Over 5 million.
That's
now, that is a genocide, however you look at it. That is a Holocaust, no matter how you describe it, how you define it. You know, people want to talk about the Holocaust of history. What about the Holocaust that's going on right now in Palestine, and the perpetrator is the state of Israel? And nobody is allowed to even bring it up. Now, buddy, that's a lot of power when you can control the media and the government of the most powerful nation of the world to that degree. No wonder they call Israel the third rail of politics.
Pastor, I submit to you, I don't know why the Israeli media and the United States media, which are really one and the same, they're both headquartered in Tel Aviv, in my opinion. I don't know what they're fearful of, Pastor, because you know what? Even if they were to come out, and I've said this on our show before, even if they were to come out, if there was another USS Liberty, you know, praise God, I mean, God only prevent that, but if it was, I've told people I believe the Israelis could take a sack of the body parts like they had to do on USS Liberty and bring those bodies up, those dead sailors and Marines, and bring them up piece by piece and try to put a hand together with a foot and figure out which eyeball went with which skull. If they were to take that sack, and I've said this, I know it gets pretty rough, but if they were to take a sack of body parts and go to your average Southern Baptist church where I was baptized and left a short time thereafter and dump those body parts out on the front lawn of a Baptist church and say, people, and this is the Israeli official saying it, here's your sons and daughters right here. We had to do away with them because our country was being threatened by some boogie bear terrorists. So they paid the price. For the God of Israel, you know, I would submit to you, Pastor, that the Southern Baptists, they are so cucked out, they are so brainwashed and so blinded by Satan himself. I say they probably wouldn't do anything about it. So I really don't know what the Israelis are so fearful of, because I say the American people, most of them have enough intelligence to know what's going on, wouldn't care. The ones that were not afraid would be on the side of Israel, Pastor. I don't know. Do you think I'm exaggerating there, Pastor?
No, I do not think you're exaggerating at all. But remember, you're talking about the evangelical right. Southern Baptists would be included in that. So the evangelical right, 80% have subscribed to the Schofield Futurism prophecy teachings extolling Israel as a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that's the backbone of their devotion to Israel. This is a faux Israel. It is not the Israel of the Bible.
Yes.
In fact, I carry a book by Michael Hoffman, who is the greatest scholar on the Talmud and Judaism than any Christian scholar in the world today. He is absolutely the preeminent scholar on the subject. I had him speak at our fellowship a couple of years ago, and he wrote a masterful book called Judaism's Strange Gods, in which he goes into what Judaism really is. And he makes the point correctly that Judaism is not the religion of the Old Testament Jews. It is the religion of the Pharisees with a mixture of Kabbalah teaching, and he goes into what that means. And it's a cult, like any other cult. It is a satanic cult, Antichrist cult. And that's the part that evangelicals don't see. They are brainwashed into thinking that the Israel of today is the Israel of the Old Testament. And
yes.
And so therefore they have a spiritual blindness in that regard. And that's 80%. And that's not an exaggeration. That's a scientific number that has been produced by professional surveys over the years. 80% of evangelicals are Christian Zionists. So Southern Baptists would be part of that. So when that proverbial body bag you're talking about that you want to bring out, dump it in the front lawn of the Southern Baptist Church, and you're pretty much accurate in the reaction. There would not be any motivation of any kind. But if you took that same sack of body parts and you put it in the front yard of many of your military veterans that are not involved in evangelical churches, then the story would change completely. And there's a lot of people in the country that would, I think, react extremely angrily, as they should, and they would be brought to action. But again, it's that 80% of the evangelicals, and let's face it, the evangelical vote is the backbone of the Republican Party. And without the evangelical support, the Republican Party is non-existent. And so the Republican Party especially is very much prone to making sure that evangelicals are pacified, especially when it comes to Israel. And the thing with the Democrats, they also have a loyalty to Israel. And look at what Biden has been doing since he's been in office for Israel. It doesn't matter which party you're in, both parties are bought by the Israeli lobby. So, you know, their futures depend upon their allegiance to Israel. But that they do that because of the the threat of being destroyed, and not it's not, and they know it's not just a threat, that it's a reality. So they are intimidated and bought. You know, the monies that pour into the politicians from the Israeli lobby cannot be numbered. And so all of the politicians benefit tremendously if they are loyal to Israel, and they suffer greatly if they are not loyal to Israel. So that's the Washington spirit. But when you, yes, if you could ever get the media to tell the truth, if you could ever let the American people know what really happened on June 8, 1967, and what's been happening ever since, and what's going on in Palestine, and the atrocities of the ADF, and IDF, and you could read Ilan Pappé's The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine book that we also carry, Israeli historian who wrote the truth about how Israel became a state off of the genocide and the ethnic cleansing, the rape, plunder, and murder of the Palestinian people beginning in December of 1947. And you read the true story of that. People would react. The problem is there is a total blackout of information on the subject, and that's why it's the third rail, because they want to maintain that blackout. They want to make sure that the real truth of what's going on in Israel is not made known to the people. Now, the truth would not affect those 80% evangelicals.
True. That's right. Because, that's the key point.
Yeah, because they're wrapped up in Schofield futurism, and they're brainwashed. I mean, they're brain dead when it comes to this. But they don't speak for the whole country. Now, you start letting the average John Doe out here know what's going on, truly tell him what's going on in Israel, and he is going to react. He's going to be angry, and he's going to want to see something done. But that's why they got to make sure that the information is not given to the American people. That's why there's the blackout.
And, you know, Pastor, speaking of what the true information is given to the American people, I'd like to go to another point in the article you wrote, and I'm just amazed. This same charade goes on into all the global wars. You name any global war. Actually, since 1860, the so-called American Civil War, but into the present day, the Ukrainian fiasco with this Jewish homosexual president of Ukraine, this Volodymyr Zelensky. He was named, Pastor, in your article, he said he was named the most influential Jew of 2022, according to the Jerusalem Post.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, and what is he did? I mean, man, I mean, he's, I'm not wanting to say what he did on the air because we have some decency left in this, you know, in this station, but the man is a proud, it's no secret that he's a homosexual. The his second command is allegedly to be a homosexual. And you know, I submit to you, Pastor, that the goal of the international Zionist Jews is to have as many Christians killed in Ukraine and Russia as possible. And the reason I also submit that the reason they have vilified Vladimir Putin, President Vladimir Putin, is because, in my opinion, what I've heard, Pastor, that Russia has been undergoing another revival, so to speak. They've built, there's been hundreds, if not thousands, of Christian churches built. They have denounced, Putin himself has denounced all this this pathetic sexual filth permeating not just the United States, but the entire West. You know, he talks about, he was making fun of the various homosexuals in our government LGBTQI, whatever, and having our children having their genitals mutilated, trying to turn little boys into little girls. He has come out against all that, yet, and our American people, and our wonderful military people, and I was drafted in 67, so I can say a few things about that. I was a combat medic. You know, so I can say, I can criticize this so-called American government. You know, I'd like our people to know, in every single U.S. embassy in the world, no matter which country, if I'm not mistaken, they fly that to me, it's a blasphemy. They even mock the rainbow, the sacred symbol in the Bible, the rainbow, symbolizing God's promise not to destroy the world by water again. But they fly the homosexual flag in every embassy, American embassy, all over the world. Putin has come out criticizing that and actually making fun of our government, how stupid we are. But, Pastor, you're an amazing man. I know you're probably about to run out of time. I hope I haven't kept you too long.
I knew you did.
I told your secretary you just give me the high sign when you had to go, because I do not want to interfere with your schedule. We can talk about this for days, for hours. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface. But I'd like to say God bless you, Pastor Baldwin. You can come on this radio program anytime you want to, day or night. Your secretary has my phone number. You can call me anytime, day or night, Christmas, holidays, I don't care. And I will answer the phone for you. But what amazing, amazing articles. Pastor, I can't tell you how much I respect you. I've been following you, like I said, since I was on the political cesspool all the way back in 2006, 2000, right around 2005. Wow. Of course, we have our own radio program now. But you are an icon of Christianity, Pastor. And I can't tell you how much I admire you. And I would love, absolutely love to get you on in a regular basis if possible.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to come back. Sure.
I'm a great friend with the sailors. As a matter of fact, I went down to Pensacola, Florida. Was it a year ago in June? I went down to Pensacola. I took Blood River Radio down there. We got Sam Bushman with Liberty News Radio. He syndicates our show, Blood River. We got them on Friday on Sam Bushman's show. He's the big kahuna. And then we had them on our program for 2 hours on Saturday, and we had them on the political cesspool. So we got them aired. God bless them. I love them to death. Phil Torney and me were always joking back and forth about, you know, soldier versus sailor. Maybe I shouldn't tell this joke over there. I told your secretary. I told Phil, well, I was going to go in the Navy. I got drafted by the Army. I was going to go in the Navy, but Navy wouldn't let me in because they found out my parents were married. My old uncle, who was a Marine, said he used to tell all the sailors that he couldn't get in the Navy because his parents were married. So we always joke back and forth about that. But Pastor Baldwin, would you like to get, before we let you go, would you like to give your website out again? I would love for you to do.
Yeah, sure.
And also, anybody that wants to get to, in case you miss anything Pastor Baldwin says, you can always go to our archives. Our archives will be posted. This show will go live Saturday. Our archives will be posted no later than Saturday, late Saturday, no later than early Sunday morning. But Pastor, if you'd like, also, if you need to know anything about Pastor, you can get in touch with Eddie at bloodriverradio.com. We will get the message on to Pastor Baldwin, I promise you. You're the only, I don't know anybody like you, and I don't know how on earth, since I got in this business, I'm still an amateur, how on earth you produce a newsletter every weekend like that. It would take me, maybe I could get one every 3 months. But Pastor, you will give out your websites one more time. God bless you, Pastor.
Sure, yeah. Well, again, there's two of them. And one is for my personal website, which is chuckbaldwinlive.com. And that's all one word. And that's where you find my columns. And we have a lot of news articles we keep up with and we post. And my interviews, this interview, whenever you get it to us, will be posted on my page. And speeches that are made and things of that nature. So that's my personal page. And then the fellowship page is libertyfellowship.mt.com, and that's our church fellowship to Israel. There is no other country in the world that enjoys the favorability status that Israel enjoys.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another foot is expected overnight in western New York from a lake effect snowstorm that has already dumped several feet on the region. A travel ban has been lifted for much of Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says about 70 pieces of equipment were in South Buffalo hauling snow out of the area. He's asking drivers to stay off the roads in that part of the city.
If you come out, you run the risk of getting stuck and really hindering our plowing operation and our snow removal operation.
The region remains under a state of emergency. The Buffalo Bills game against Cleveland will now take place in Detroit. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in a federal prison. She was convicted earlier this year of misleading investors on her company's blood testing equipment. Before she was sentenced, Holmes tearfully told the court that she is devastated by her failings. Theranos' former operating officer, Sini Balwani, will be sentenced next month for his fraud conviction. Former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago Friday night, reacting to the announcement of a special counsel being appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at his Florida estate.
I thought the investigation with the document hoax was dying or dead or over, and the investigation into January 6th and my very peaceful and patriotic speech, remember? Peaceful and patriotically.
Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith was named to the appointment. He has been the chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague since 2018. Smith's appointment comes after Trump announced his campaign for a second term. Tesla is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to a software glitch that can make the taillights go off intermittently. The automaker says an online software update will fix the problem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I tell you, that was an amazing interview. That's probably the best interview we've had on Blood River Radio since I've been doing this. At least it's got to rank up there in the top three, that's for sure. I was so appreciative of Chuck Baldwin coming on, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. You know what? And I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I was very flattered and honored that he would come on. I was talking to Jay earlier on in the first hour, and he said that, and I don't think Jay reminded me to tell you this, he was really surprised that we got him, that we were able to get him on, that he doesn't do any of your interviews. Jay has met Pastor Chuck Baldwin several times before he left Pensacola. I'd just like to say this about Chuck Baldwin. One of the reasons I really respect him so much, he had a, what I understand, Jay would know more about this than I do, but he had what I would consider like a mega church. If nothing else, it was a big church. It was a wealthy church. Pastor Baldwin could have been on Easy Street, man. The guy could, with the money he would have made over this period of time, he'd been in a church, he would have been a millionaire. When you get to be a pastor in a church like that, you don't pay for anything. Your health insurance, your dental insurance, your house note, your wife gets free clothes. I know because we've seen some little penny ante pastors that tell me all this stuff. Your car note, nothing. Salary that they give you from the church, that's just clear free spending money, folks. That's what, and he chucked all that. He got rid of all that. went to Kalispell, Montana, and started from scratch. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go over this one more thing, and then we're going to bring my baby sister, Miss Monica, in, a.k.a. Braveheart. Listen, Pastor Baldwin named just about all the major areas in our life that the international Zionists, Satan-worshipping, Christ-hating Jews control, and that's just about, they control everything. Just everything. But the one, and I'm going to repeat this. I know I said it in the first hour. The one, if we're going to avoid going into slavery, and make no mistake, once this, what's her name, Janet Yellen, that's controlling the United States Treasury, and et cetera, and it's always a Jew in the USS Treasury, always a Jew in the Federal Reserve. If they get their wish, folks, I got to sum this up quick. If they get their wish, and I believe they probably will, and they're going to go into a digital currency, and that lunatic pedophile in the White House, alleged pedophile, gets his way and signs this executive order commanding the American people to turn in their paper dollars, their currency, it's over with. You're a slave, because you'll be given a little card, a little chip, and everything you buy, from a stick of bubble gum to your car note, your house note, everything you buy will be recorded instantly to the nth degree. And if you don't cooperate with the great Zog, the almighty Satan Zog, then you will be cut off, just like they do in China. If you fail your social credit score, you'll be starved to death, man. And listen, we can't allow that to happen. If we are to take the power away from these stinking, Christ-killing, Christ-hating Jews, we have to take the money away from them that they've stolen. They're a bunch of parasites. They suck the blood of good, working, hard-working people. They can't live by themselves. They're like a damn tick on a hound. They cannot survive by themselves. They have to have a host. We're the host. We have to get rid of them. We have to get them out of our country. We have to get the hell them out of our system, no matter what. I don't care how we do it. And we have to take the money away from them. We have to take the ability that they have to print money. If we don't do that, we are going to be slaves. And I'll reiterate, if we don't stop them from doing that, there's your history, and we have to do it. Everything else we have, like going to Montgomery Bell, they're having this week, having all these endless meetings, having this doctor, that doctor, and nobody loves Kevin McDonald more than I do. But people, the days of this great intellectual meetings and this long-winded, prognosticating speeches, those days are gone. That's useless. If a person, and I got to hurry up and make this quick, if a person is not preaching to you, telling you how to get ready to defend against the coming civil war, the coming meltdown, like we're going to have Michael Toews back on next week, God willing, if you're not preaching about that, if you're not telling people of how serious this money system is, that's the number one issue. If a person has a radio show and they're talking about that, and listen, I'm going to call out Alex Jones right now. He's always preaching. He's spot on about everything, except he will not name the damn Jew. He's a globalist. I'm so sick of hearing the term, the globalist, the globalist, the globalist. Well, who the hell is the globalist? It's the international Jew. It's the same international Jew that owns the CDC. They own every pharmaceutical company. They own the World Health Organization. They own the International Monetary System, the International the World Bank, the International Bank of Settlements. They own the Federal Reserve. They own every damn thing. And you can't just keep saying the globalist. You got to name who the hell the globalist is. If it does no good, I'm so sick of that, Alex Jones. Get some balls, Alex Jones, and name the damn enemy, man. The America. And also, well, I'll let it go with that because I'm getting too long. Anyway, we're going to bring on my baby sister, the Braveheart. She's got more guts than any man I know of. So, little sister, how you doing tonight?
Doing really well. Gee, that was a great interview you just aired with Chuck Baldwin. That was really, really, really great. This is better. Great interview. That's what I was saying about with Chuck Baldwin there. And just on the last thing that you were talking about, Alex Jones, I do believe that he is a controlled opposition. He doesn't name the Jew. And also this recent case, I really think that was all to frighten people from talking about false flags and whatnot, you know. So I don't want to go on about that. It's just that it was the last thing you talked about. But one thing I wanted to follow up on Chuck Baldwin's really, really fine interview was this, you know, you talked about why most people will not wake up to what's really going on in spite of being presented with evidence and in spite of having really high IQs and whatnot. He said it was a spiritual awakening, I don't know how did he express that, Eddie? It has to do with the spirit, because we are in a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual battle. It is a battle between good and evil. And so I guess somehow it's not an intellectual battle, and yet we do need to be, you know, we do need to have the information, and so we need to inform others. But somehow those who wake up, it is on a spiritual level, isn't it?
Exactly. He made that clear because, you know, God never deals through strength. God uses the weak to defeat the strong. God uses the simple to confound the wise, to confuse the wise. Like Pastor said, the man's wisdom is foolishness to God. There's a quote in there that says, they proclaiming themselves wise, they became as fools. Exactly right. It's, you know what? I've said this on the radio before. It's not how much you know, how high your IQ is. It's wisdom and discernment. There's a difference between wisdom and IQ. But yes, if God wants to keep you blinded, you can read and read and read and study and study and study. You're never going to get it if he blinds you. And that's what's happened. Their heart is hardened. Pastor went on to say that these people that have super high IQs, very smart, they're wise in their own eyes, they're arrogant, they're haughty, they're prideful. And God hates a proud look. So you have to be open to God, and you have to be open to the Holy Spirit and the signals he gives you. I hope I didn't go too long there, Sister Monica.
No, that was good. And the irony is that some of these people who refuse to open their eyes and are still duped and have not used discernment, they accuse those of us who have woken up to being stuck in our ways and being, you know, which is so ludicrous, because we are the ones who have changed our minds and about everything we always held to be true. I mean, for me, I only woke up about 6-7 years ago or so and started to wake up. And then, of course, it's just, you know, peeling the layers of the onion back and learning more and more about the deceptions that we've been presented with all our lives. And so I find it ironical when somebody calls those of us who have gone on that journey that we are the ones who are stuck. So that's just an aside. But I really found it interesting what he was talking about, the third rail, so much. And, you know, truth be told, I didn't know the origins of that term. I think that's really great to know the origins of that. It makes so much sense. You know, you can't touch the third rail or you're dead. And it stems from these electric rails.
You're 100% right. And as soon as we come back from this last break, we're going to go right back to you, Sister Monica. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. This will allow us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, we're going to play the last clip. I've got to hurry up because we got 10 minutes left this clip. And we will, me and Monica, we will, and some other crew will completely, will finish dissecting the interview next week. So go ahead and roll it, Jay. Goal of the International Zionist Jews is to have as many Christians killed in Ukraine and Russia as possible. And the reason, I would also submit that the reason they have vilified Vladimir Putin, President Vladimir Putin, is because, in my opinion, what I've heard, Pastor, that Russia has been undergoing another revival, so to speak. There's been hundreds, if not thousands, of Christian churches built. They have denounced, Putin himself has denounced all this. This pathetic sexual filth permeating not just the United States, but the entire West. You know, he was making fun of the various homosexuals in our government and LGBTQI whatever and having our children having their genitals mutilated, trying to turn little boys into little girls. He has come out against all that, yet in our American people. And our wonderful military people, and I was drafted in 67, so I can say a few things about that. I was a combat medic. You know, so I can say, I can criticize this so-called American government. You know, I'd like our people to know, in every single U.S. embassy in the world, no matter which country, if I'm not mistaken, they fly that to me, it's a blasphemy. They even mock the rainbow, the sacred symbol in the Bible, the rainbow, symbolizing God's promise not to destroy the world by water again. But they fly the homosexual flag in every embassy, American embassy, all over the world. Putin has come out criticizing that and actually making fun of our government, how stupid we are. But, Pastor, you're an amazing man. I know you're probably about to run out of time. I hope I haven't kept you too long.
I gotta go in just a couple minutes.
I knew you did. I've told your secretary, you just give me the high sign when you had to go because I do not want to interfere with your schedule. We can talk about this for days, for hours. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface. But I'd like to say, God bless you, Pastor Baldwin. You can come on this radio program anytime you want to, day or night. Your secretary has my phone number. You can call me anytime, day or night, Christmas, holidays, I don't care. And I will answer the phone for you. But what amazing, amazing articles. Pastor, I can't tell you how much I respect you. I've been following you, like I said, since I was on the political cesspool all the way back in 2006, 2000, right around 2005. Wow. Of course, we have our own radio program now. But you are an icon of Christianity, Pastor. And I can't tell you how much I admire you. And I would love, absolutely love to get you on in a regular basis if possible.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to come back. Sure.
I'm a great friend with the sailors. As a matter of fact, I went down to Pensacola, Florida. Was it a year ago in June? I went down to Pensacola. I took Blood River Radio down there. We got Sam Bushman with Liberty News Radio. He syndicates our show, Blood River. We got them on Friday on Sam Bushman's show. He's the big kahuna. And then we had them on our program for 2 hours on Saturday, and we had them on the Political Cesspool. So we got them aired. God bless them. I love them to death. Phil Torney and me were always joking back and forth about, you know, sailor versus soldier. Maybe I shouldn't tell this joke over there. I told your sailor, your secretary. I told Phil, well, I was going to go in the Navy. I got drafted by the Army. I was going to go in the Navy, but the Navy wouldn't let me in because they found out my parents were married. My uncle who was a Marine said he used to tell all the sailors that he couldn't get in the Navy because his parents were married. So we always joke back and forth about that. Well, dear Blood River Radio audience, you know what? Thanks to me, I haven't had an interview with anyone that long in a long time, and We did a little bit of repetitive broadcasting. I've dropped the ball in a few different places, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't think it really was any big deal. I don't think it hurt anything. And I think this probably may have been the best interview we've ever done. Probably the one that would come back close to it will probably be one of my favorite guys. Until we got Pastor Baldwin on, I'd say my favorite guest forever was probably Michael M.S. King in doing the Bad War. And I've told Cam, excuse me, not Cam, but Rand the other day, I said, excuse me, smacking my lips, folks, I've been eating on the run, I've been out running all day, getting ready for my next marathon. Two weeks from today, I'll be running the Memphis St. Jude Marathon. But anyway, that's why I keep kind of smacking, clearing my mouth. Well, anyway, in this business, you do have to kind of eat on the run. But anyway, I kind of lost track of him right there for a minute. Please pardon me. But, yeah, I think this was probably one of the best interviews ever done, except for Michael M.S. King, who did the Bad War. And I told Ram that if God had created a person to be a radio host or TV host to do documentaries – you know, like, for instance, Charlton Heston, he was famous for his voice. Michael M.S. King has one of the best radio voices I've ever heard. He does a superb job. If you ever get a chance to see that movie, The Bad War, you ought to get that. He put out a great book. But anyway, he was probably my favorite guest, really close to Tom Goodrich. We always bring Tom Goodrich on, usually around February during Dresden month. I don't know if we'll bring Tom Goodrich on this year because he has a lot of trouble with his voice. We might, you know, I think we might. I don't know if we play an interview in February about Dresden, about the Dresden month, because we've done two shows on Dresden already and recorded them. Maybe we should just during Dresden month. We'll decide this before. We got plenty of time before February. We may ask people, refer them to our archives, because everybody that's in the so-called movement, every Christian, every American that thinks that you know all about World War II and who the good guys were, you owe it to yourself to go in and see our see what happened. The Bad War talked about it. The book. The book about Dresden that we did on I forget the name of the book right now that Tom Goodrich wrote. Hellstorm, yeah. You need to get that book, Hellstorm. I know it's kind of on the side, but I was comparing guests that we've had on this show before, and how they stack up. I consider Pastor Baldwin and I were the rest of them, were the best of them. But anyway, excuse this hack, folks. You know, like I was saying, I know I'm repeating myself, but one more article I wanted Pastor to cover. He touched upon the article that he wrote. He wrote another article. We covered the one that they don't call Israel the third rail of politics for nothing. We covered that one pretty good. And we will dissect that next week with us in the triune, me and all the rest of our co-hosts. He wrote another article. It came out November the 10th, and it was called Kanye Touched the Third Rail. Now he must be destroyed. I'm thinking, hoping, and praying In fact, there's a black radio show here in Memphis. I'm going to call them. There's two of them. I'm going to hold their feet to the fire and tell them, you know, about how they've always hammered the white people for being their evil, for being the evil slave trader, et cetera, and being the blue-eyed devils, and talking about white supremacy. Well, I'm hoping and praying. I saw these blacks. You know, most blacks are easily led. They're quick to anger, slow to forgiveness, and they've been led around by the nose by these Jews forever and ever. Like we talked about on this show many times before, these Jews, I look at the relationship between the Jewish, Zionist, globalists. I hate that term globalists. Just come out and say what it is. The Jews, the international one world order Jews. They use these simpleton blacks like a drug dealer uses pit bulls. And, you know, when you go out in the woods, and if you deer hunt as much as I do, you're always a little bit edgy if you're going into new pastures woods, especially if it's thick, because especially in the South, I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but it's not uncommon at all for these drug dealers to plant marijuana patches all over creation, these sparsely populated areas. And they will use, they take fish hooks and suspend them from limbs on monofilament fishing line. It's clear, it's hard to see, and you're apt to go. I've heard stories about people running these fish hooks. They also put other kind of booby traps, but they're also notorious for using these vicious pit bulls. And they'll turn those pit bulls loose on people. Well, the drug dealer is to the pit bull, that relationship. And I've said this before, these international Zionist Jews, they kept these blacks, these simpleton blacks, whipped up into a frenzy hating whitey. The blacks, Zionists, or the drug dealers, and the pit bulls, they're the blacks of the pit bulls. That's the relationship. We talked about this before. But I'm hoping and praying some of our smarter blacks, like this Kenya guy and the professional basketball player that Pastor Chuck mentioned, I'm hoping and praying, dear Lord, can they wake up some of these other black people? Can there be an epiphany amongst these blacks? Can they say, wait a minute now, maybe it's not white supremacist, maybe it's Jewish supremacist. After all, the Jews, if they can be shown that they were the third rail, I mean, it's been pointed out by this Kanye, you can slam Jews, you can slam blacks all day long and get by with it. You can criticize anyone, and God knows they love to criticize blacks, whites and Christians, but honey pie, once you come out and you start criticizing Jews, you're dead. And I'd like to point out something else. Pastor talked about Cynthia McKinney. We came within a hair of getting her on this show. I think what happened, she went and looked at our website, and it's probably just a bridge too far but I'm going to tell you flat out, and I've said this before, I would tell Cynthia McKinney in a heartbeat, I can get along much better, infinitely better with blacks than I can with Jews. I can talk to blacks, some of them, not all of them, you know, but I can talk to them, and I've talked to the Muslims downtown at their their mosque number 55, right in the middle of the hood. But if they could just ever wake up and see, it's not poor white people. It's not us that are the white Jewish supremacists, that are the white supremacists. It's the stinking Jews. They control the banks. They control the pharmaceutical industry. They control the World Bank. They control the CDC. They control everything. Well, anyway, people, that's about it. I'm sorry for the little mix-up I've made, but listen, I hope you enjoyed that interview. If you'll tune in next week, same time, same place, we're going to have Michael Tubbs on, hopefully, in the first hour. We're going to start trying to conclude our self-defense course. In the second hour, we're going to have on our co-hosts, Sister Monica, Sister Nancy, and Brother Rand. And we're going to finish dissecting these articles we talked about tonight. And also, we'll also get into the article Pastor wrote called Global Uprising and how it ties into these other two articles. So anyway, good night, everybody. Thank you so much, Cameron. Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you so much, Liz. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience. Thank you, Pastor Chuck. God bless you, everybody. Good night.